It borrows definitely from my father's story, but then I also spoke to a lot of other Maltese people to really fill out the story. So my father's story is that he was born in a cave during a really heavy bombing raid in Malta in 1942. And I've always known this story. And as a young kid growing up in Australia, that was such an interesting story. I just, you know, it's unusual to think, well, why didn't you just go to hospital? And so as I got older, I researched the story more and discovered, of course, that Malta was very heavily bombed. In fact, the most heavily bombed place in World War II was Malta. And one of the ways the Maltese survived was to hide in this huge series of caves and tunnels inside the landscape of Malta. So I went to Malta, I visited there a few times, and I thought this would make a great story for children, and especially as so many Maltese came to Australia, like a lot of other people after World War II. So I wanted really to write a story not only for the Maltese community, but for Australian kids in general, because so many people have ended up, you know, moving from different parts of the world to live here and make Australia their home. I mean, I always wanted to go to Malta ever since I was a kid. And then when I was there, the story, I think, became really obvious that I needed to write it. And then when I came back to Australia, I interviewed lots of Maltese who made the journey in between usually 1950 and 1960. That's where I mostly concentrated. And they told me their memories of what it was like applying to come to Australia, and what it was like to apply to come to a country they'd never heard about before, a lot of them, and they didn't really know what really they would find when they got here. And for a lot of Maltese, when they got here, of course, there were plenty of jobs. You could buy a house, you could, you know, have a life that was peaceful. But of course, there were downsides as well. Australia was it could be quite racist back then, and my father, like a lot of migrants, was bullied and picked on, and he was called names. And so I really wanted to put that in the book too. And so my little girl, I've actually based my main character as a little girl who has my grandmother's name, Teresa, and she leaves Malta with her family and comes to Australia and experiences what it's like to go to a school with, you know, desks and chairs and books, because her school in Malta was destroyed. And so she loves it here and thinks it's very exciting, but she also misses the family who was left behind in Malta. And of course, she's bullied. I mean, I took maybe 2,000 photographs because I really wanted to get the landscape of Malta correct when I wrote about it. But I discovered, I mean, the Maltese people I instantly loved. I mean, their appreciation of food and family and gathering together with food and family, I really liked that. But also, I was really surprised at how many Maltese people know the history of Malta very well, from young people to old people, and they're very, very, very proud of their history. So I couldn't help but be really interested in Maltese history and learn a lot about it, because so many people knew about it and could tell me stories. And because my dad came out when he did, the White Australia policy was really strong still. So any migrant who came from any country overseas, it was understood that if you were allowed to come here, that you would become Australian. You would become a new Australian. And that meant for my father, he felt very embarrassed about speaking his language, very embarrassed about eating his food outside of, you know, his family circle. And even when I was growing up as a kid, I remember, you know, if I took a small container of lasagna to school, or if I had some pasta or, you know, pastizzis, which I loved, I love Maltese food, the other kids would look at you a bit strange and say, well, why don't you just have a Vegemite sandwich? How come your mum doesn't just send you with that? So it was, so when we were with family, of course it was fine, and we had lots of lovely food, and we had a local factory near us that would make fresh ricotta and fresh pastizzis, and I loved that about the Maltese culture. But my father even was so, you know, he so thought, I'm supposed to be Australian now, I shouldn't even use my language. So he didn't even try to teach us Maltese, because it wasn't seen as the thing to do.
Il-ktib Teresa, a new Australian, huwa ktib għat-tfal, huwa ktib li jinteressa żgur lil dawk ta' l-ewwel ġenerazzjoni għall-istorja u l-isfond Malti tiegħu. Dan lanqas huwa l-ewwel ktib l-Ingliż ta' Deborah Abela bi sfond Malti.
it's definitely written for children, but I know now there are some adults who are reading it who have those memories of coming out, or perhaps, you know, memories of their father who came out. And one really exciting thing about the book, and it's just come out in Australia, but it's going to be published in Malta this year in Maltese in October. So I'm very, very excited that the Maltese children also will know the story of what happened to their country and that people needed to leave after the war because of the destruction. But in Malta, they don't tend to study what happened next. So the Maltese publishers were very excited to have a book where kids can sort of look at, well, where did the Maltese go, and what happened when they arrived in these countries, and what did they experience? So I'm really lucky and really excited that that's going to happen in Malta as well. And there's a Maltese publisher called Merlin Publishers in just outside of Valletta who are doing it. I've written, I think, 22 novels altogether, and my first series was about two young kids who are spies, and they travel all over the world and have big adventures. And one of my books in that series, which is Max Remy, one of my series I set in Malta because I thought, oh, Malta is such a beautiful country. It would be really exciting to set an adventure, you know, on the beautiful Mediterranean, you know, waters and in the wonderful little back streets of Valletta. So this is actually my second book that I've set in Malta, but this is more, of course, historically based. This is very much using the facts of the period of history too.